just want, first of all, Kevin to be healthy so that he can play at the level I think he's capable of. Speaking to him yesterday, he feels like he's as healthy as he's ever been. So that's just got to translate to a good summer. Then we get out to Greenbrier, and hopefully that translates to his performance on the field there. But I think, you know, Kevin's got all, as I've said many times that I've been in here, I think Kevin has all the skills. He's accepted the coaching, but he's also one of those guys that's constantly in J. Joe's pocket. And so hopefully some of that wisdom has been transferred to Kevin. And then it's just a matter of, like anything else, putting it on the field and staying healthy and being productive and making the plays that are there.
John, over the years, I think Jonathan Joseph is one of the guys who made a Pro Bowl of the guys in the secondary, and also a little arbitrary, it's all subjective, but
right.
You've had that cohesiveness, whether guys are in the Pro Bowl or not, you
right.
guys have ranked right up there in the top five.
Right.
Just what do you attribute it to?
I think, well, we have good players that have bought into our scheme. I think our the scheme that we've kind of put together through RAC and now continue with Mike is player friendly. It's multiple. It requires players that are smart, that have ability, that can make adjustments. We have ways to protect the players so that they're not always exposed one-on-one in coverage all the time. But I think one of the biggest things is just constantly hitting on the, you know, we're only as strong as we are together. We're always saying that, you know, whether it's four strong, five or six. A lot of times in our sub defenses, we got six DBs on the field. That's 6 of 11 guys. So they all got to be playing at their best, performing at a high level. And I think they embrace that, understanding that some of our best defense that we've played is when we have, you know, 5 or 6 DBs on the field.
You guys developed A.J. Boye, and he worked really hard, and then it all kind of clicked for him last year. As it happens in football, he cashed in, and that's what, kind of what you want. You want guys to succeed, but now you have to replace him. Just
right.
What goes into that as you guys seek to try to, you know, make up for that?
Well, you know, A.J. had a nice career with us while I was here. You know, it was a year when I wasn't, but then for the last 3 years I had a nice year and developed very well through the next 3 years within this system. And I'd like to think back to your previous question is that I think the system has a lot to do with that too. The players he's playing with, the system that we've put in, understanding where the strengths and the weaknesses of the system is so you can't be exposed. But as far as the next person up, that's just kind of what we have all bought into. Whether it's somebody who gets hurt, somebody goes to another team, whether it's a corner or safety, it's just about the take advantage of the opportunity and competing at your highest level and taking the coaching and transfer it to the field. And, you know, hopefully those guys that are here now see the success that AJ had and take that as an opportunity so that maybe they're the next one up.
You got Robert Nelson. We've seen him make some plays. We've seen Denzel Rice get a lot of reps and do pretty well. What do you see individually from those guys, just kind of as players?
You know, it's hard to comment on those guys now. You know, Robert obviously did a nice job as a fill-in player for us last year during the season. Came up, had a nice interception against the Colts, both in the first game and then the second game. Played well in Indianapolis. Played for us in a playoff game. So done some nice things, you know, for us. Denzel's a guy that's continuing to develop. I think he'll have an opportunity to compete for a job. Obviously, with a guy like Denzel and anybody else that's in the mix, the rookies, it's how they're going to perform in preseason, just training camp, but also how they're going to perform in those games when, you know, there's people watching and they're keeping score and those types of things. So, you know, I think the next step for those guys, while everybody's had a pretty good OTA, is, you know, what are they going to do in the preseason and what are they going to do